The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nidid Afnun Dalet. The subject this Gemara is to try to figure out the Pischi Nida. If somebody sees one day Tomei, one day Tor, 2 days Tomei, 2 days Tor, 3 days Tomei, 3 days Tor, how many days they're going to be Mutal Abayla? And this depends on how we figure out the Cheshboinis of Zov and Yimei Zivo, Yimei Nida. And the Halacha Psuka, we know from the Gemara Brachis, in endless power, Mitech Halacha Psuka is Kigoyim, but the Rabbi Zeira says, that's the halacha psuka, and after that, there's not much to think about. The whole pischei nida. So maybe somebody will say, why do we have to work on bizman hazeh to work out all these cheshboinis and what the halacha should be when an isha is bimei zivo and when she's bimei nidasa? The marsha in the end of the mesechta says where the Masechta finishes off. The Marsha says exactly this thought. Maybe somebody will think, after the Chumr de Rav Zeira, why do we have to go through learning these Shvera Halachas, which the Mishnah says, Kinim and Pischei Nida, Hein Hein Gufei Halachos, that these are Gufi halachas, which are important cheshboinis, which make an afkamin in Yisuri Karis. So maybe you'll say, but now that we have Chumah de Rav Zeira, which says that Isha always, anytime she sees Tipas Dam Kechardl, she already is going to wait Shiva Nekiyim. So I don't have to work on this, on these cheshboinis. So he says that's exactly what this finishing of the Masechta is coming to tell you, that somebody who works on exactly these type of halachas to figure out is a shoyna hein hein gufi halachas who moved it like shehu b'neil ma'bo. But this maybe we can understand the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says about Reish Lakish, who is makbid not to be mishtamish even with a Baal Mishnah. It says Reish Lakish was going, the Gemara is in Megillah, Dav Chof Ches, Koyach Simin. And the Gemara says that Reish Lakish was going on the way, and he came to a stream of water. The Gemara says, and he couldn't go over it. Remember, this is the same Reish Lakish who was once able to jump over big rivers, but then he was mekabel on himself. He said, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Chelach leiraisa, your koyches are for learning." And then the same Reish Lakish in Megillah Chaf Ches was near Urkman de Maya, in Shlulah Shalmaya. And he could not go across this stream of water. So this person came and he was taking, and he asked to take him across. And he said, Reish Lakish said, "Did you learn?" He said, "Yes, I learned. Did you learn Mishnayis?" He said, "Yes, I learned Arba Sidri Mishnah." And Reish Lakish said to him, "Paslus loch Arba Turi v'tarnes rabat l'kisha akasmich. You took on yourself 4 mountains. You put in yourself, and you're carrying Reish Lakish. Shodiva l'kisha b'maya. Throw me in the water." Omale, no. So he said to him, "No, nichalid dashmina lemal. I want to be mishamish you. I want to do some shimush tamid chachomim. I want to learn something from you. So it's worth it for me to put my energy towards carrying you on my shoulders." So he said, "Yochi gemol mini amilsa. Learn from me this thing. The amilsa the amar abzeire benoyis Yisrael ichmiru alatzman shafilu royis tipes dam kechal yeshus lav shivu nekim. You learn from me a dvar halacha." Rav Zeira said, "Bnei Yisrael ichmiru alatzman." Tonet ve'al yod, the Gemara continues there, kol ha'shina halachas b'chol yod, mufti chol yod, menon ha'bo. Shenem ha'lichus ilm le'atuka, ha'lichus ela ha'lachas. And the Meshmoy says this is a part of what Rish Lakish was telling to this person. Rish Lakish was saying, Ulai, according to this Marsha, that you understand that even in the halacha might be simple like this, that but all the Mishnayos that you have inside you, and even if one might say that Bali Mishnah, like the Gemara in Sotah says in the Beza, Mevali Olam, but still, the Gemara says over there, because the Pesach Halacha Metech Mishnasim, which could be wrong, but still the Gemara says over there, but they're Halichas Olam Loi, they still are Bnei Olam Haba. So he's telling him, you have inside you so much energy that's expended towards words of Torah. These words of Torah will come Negeah, whenever they're Negeah, even if it's Negeah for Olam Haba, you have something so special inside you that it's not Kedai to expend energy on schlepping people. It's such energy is meant to be channeled for Olam Haba. Besides for this, it's important to understand the Pesach Nidre because it's there are nafkaminas to understand when it's a chashash of a deraisa, when it's a chashash of a derabonon, of a chum and derabzeire. A chutz for them, I found a true with the Milchas Yitzchak, which discusses mamish, a real nafkamina la aloche of a isha that couldn't be mitar labailo fast enough. And they wanted to allow her to get artificial insemination from her husband during the time when she was still counting Shiva Nikim. And the Milchus Yitzchak was trying to say that even if you would be allowed to do this mitzad chasavash chasazera, but there's another shaila of what's with Bnei Nida. So you want to make sure that the child is not affected with Pgam of a Bnei Nida, if possible. So he's suggesting that she should be Tevil in the Mikvah after she's already not a Nida anymore, even though she doesn't have Shiva Nikim. And his suggestion is that she has to make sure, like the Gemara in Erechin says, that she has 17 days of Taira before she sees, if she has 11 days of Yimei Ziva that passed her after her last time where she had Shiva Nikim, which those Shiva Nikim might be the Shiva Simei Nida, now she could go into the next process, the next time of Yimei Nida, and she knows that she started with Yimei Nida. And therefore, she should be tevil the mikveh after 7 days from the time of the riyah, and then she'll know for sure that the baby wouldn't have happened inside her even b'shas yimei nidasa. Now, the ma'isa, there's another chumra that about the Torah in Kopei Gimel's mevur that we're machmir always to think that the original part of the riyah was maybe not done. Dam Nida, and if she saw, let's say, for 7 days, she would have to have another 6 days of Nikiyim afterwards, even before the Chumrah Rabbi Zeira. But he says that, again, such a chashash, just for this chashash, which anyway is not such a chashash, because really, it's coming from her husband, and it's not coming at the Abiyas Isser Chas V'Shom, so therefore, Be'etzem, you'll be able to be Samech on that. But again, to how we count Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva, this is only going to stem with the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rashi and Tosfos and most of the Rishonim also is that Aisha, from the first time she sees Dam, is a Nida, and that you may need this goes for 7 days. After the 7 days, there's 11 days where she can become a Zava, and after those 11 days, she goes back to Yimei Nida, and she will never be able to become a Zava again until after she has, if she saw, became a Zova, she'll have Shiva Nikim and go back. But until she sees again, there is no returning to the Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is only possible to become a Nida in the first 7 days, and then only possible to come a Zava in the in the 11 days that are closest to those 7 days that she saw. There is a Mechudesh Dikashito of the Rambam, which the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it happens to be also the Shito of Rav Shchira Goyin, put down in the Medrash Tanchuma, that he holds that we count 7 days and 11 days and 7 days and 11 days from the beginning of the time when an Isha started seeing her period. And the first time she sees, she has to count 7 days, 11 days, 7 days, 11 days for the rest of her life. And always she will have to keep this cheshbon in mind unless she has a baby, and after she has a baby, then she goes back to Yimei Nidus. This is the shita of the Rambam, and it's the way the Aruch HaShulchan points out, also the shita of Rav Shchira Goyin. Now, on this shita, there are countless kashas from many sugyas throughout Masechtas Nida. Now, amongst the kashas from the, also from the sugi in Erechin, where the Gemara there says that a Pesach Batoya is always, a lady comes and she lost her cheshbon, she come back, she has a Pesach Anidus after Yud Zayin Yoyim. Okay. On that question, as well as other questions, the question for the sugya on Daf Lamed Tes dealt with in the Chavos Das in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Sifkot Beis, where over there he says a mahalach which is important, that Avada in the Rambam Shita would also agree that once an Isha is kaveh vest, which Avada is possible even in the times which according to the cheshbon of 7-11, it's possible to be kaveh vest even on days that would be considered ziva, if that is that in the ziva is only in such a time that she didn't actually see before that time, she didn't see it in the 7 days before these 11 days, she didn't actually see now, so she could be kaveh vest, and if she is kaveh vest, then Avada, that time would be considered Es Nidosa, and should be considered a Nida, and from that time. But I want to focus primarily on our Gemara, which our Gemara is specifically a strong question on the Rambam, which from this question, the Ramban, and now his Sugya, says, Boyim Nitzavach al Ramisha, that how he is mamish, he goes at the Rambam that it's mamish toivid our Mishnah, it can't be an our Gemara. And our Gemara, it says Shiva Yomim Tmeim Shiva Yom Tahirim, if the Isha saw 7 days Tomei and 7 days Tor, she's Mishameshes Ruvi Yomel Mitoy Chofches Yomim. She gets a quarter of her days out of every 28 days, which means the first week she saw for 7 days, Nida. After that, she saw Shiva Yom Tahirim, that she's Mishamish. The next 7 days, those 7 days come out, at least the first 3 days of them are Yimei Ziva. So she became a Zava Gdoila. Now she did Shiva Nikim, so the next 7 days that are Tar, she'll need to go towards Shiva Nikim, and by the time the 8th day comes again, she's in the first cycle, and she'll have Tchilas Nida, where she's gonna be, have 7 days of Toma. And then she'll again be Mutter in week number 6. So she'll run through the same cycle of being Mutter 1 week out of 4 weeks. According to the Rambam, this doesn't work. According to the Rambam, during the sixth week, she should again fall back into Yimei Ziva, and Achim in the eighth week again, and she shouldn't come out to have any Taira until the tenth week. And to this question, the Rambam himself agrees, and the Rambam himself, when he brings the din of the Gemara, he brings it very differently than the Gemara itself. The Rambam says in Luchos Issurei Bia Perek Zayin, Halacha Chof and Chof Aleph, this halacha, and he says that what's gonna be is this lady is gonna be a zava, and she nimtzes. She goes through the whole cheshbon. You look at there. He says nimtzes shloishim shavitos ba'aba shavuos el shavu echad v'chol yomel in all her days mishameses shmoyna also yoyim 18 days b'chol shmoyna also shavuos. She'll get 18 days in 18 shavuos. And if you draw the cheshbon, it comes out until the 10th week, she'll have a problem, and in the 10th week, she'll get 6 days. And it'll have take till the 18th day to get another, to go back to the beginning of the cheshbon, where she's gonna get back to Tchilas Nidusa. So Lamaisa, over here, why wouldn't the Rambam agree that perhaps this Isha has a vest to see on the first day of the month till the 29th day? She has a afloga and she keeps going back to Tchilas Nidus from day 1 to day 29 and then again from day 1 to day 29. And she happens to become a Zava every single time in between. And we should say that that's what's happening. Like Isha Sheshlo vest, that the halacha is that she it can be considered a tchilas nida even according to the Rambam. And the answer is simple: that an isha that's seeing bimezi vaso after she is koveya, after she really saw you may need this, is over, and 2 weeks later she'll see again, she will not be able to consider that a vest, because again she's seeing at the time when it's considered loyes riyasa. Because the halacha is that an isha cannot be kaveh a vest at the time of ziva. Even though maybe she could be at the time of the ziva, which be considered according to the Rambam, technically, theoretically, Yemei Ziva, she would be able to be kaveh a vest, but when it's really Yemei Ziva, because she just saw Nidus 2 weeks ago, then of course she can't be kaveh a vest. So let's say she saw week number 1 for 7 days. In week number 3, she sees again for 7 days. In that week number 3, she definitely cannot be kaveh a vest for seeing 15 days apart, because that was Yemei Ziva. Now what happens if she sees again week number 5 for 7 days? During that week, could she be kaveh a vest? No, she cannot. Because in those 7 days, she is right now b'yimei ziva, so according to the Rambam's cheshbon, it's yimei ziva. And this yimei ziva also are only 2 weeks removed from just seeing. So therefore, she can never be kaveh a vest. Even without this for it's pashtus that she can't be kaveh a vest, because she's trying to be kaveh a vest from a haflog of tesvav to tesvav, and each one of those haflogas are not enough to be kaveh a vest. The only question is, perhaps we should reconsider the day 1 to day 29 a vest. And on that, l'chayra, it's not possible to say, because it's hufsak with times of seeing during Yemei Ziva.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223.
to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.